Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. In the Bible, God commands us to love one another. Interestingly, he doesn't command us to like one another. And that's a good thing, because you can love someone and not like certain things about them. Paul writes, "We are his workmanship." The word workmanship comes from the Greek word poiema, from which we get the word poetry. And poetry is a diversified and creative thing. It comes in many forms. That's why the Bible says God works through different people in different ways. He uses all kinds of people, including the ones we may not like or want to work with. A spiritual gift is given to each of us, and it's up to us to discover and develop it. Christ gave those gifts to prepare God's holy people for the work of serving. The word prepare is also interesting. It comes from a medical term in the original Greek. Doctors use it to describe the process of setting a broken bone. Stop and look around you today. Have you ever seen so many broken hearts, broken homes, broken dreams, and broken lives? And if we, who claim to be followers of Christ, do our job right, we will find help and healing. God uses us to minister to one another, love one another, honor one another, and carry one another's burdens. When you think about it, the church is God's treatment center for everything that ails us. And if you keep that in mind, it will help you to love and get along with people you don't necessarily like.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.